Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. And two great guests today, Jay Levy and Albert DeVore with Wakanaga of America. Going to get back to them in a moment. Talking about a very important concept today in the world of health and nutrition, and that is the notion of probiotics. Again, I want to welcome Brightcore Nutrition to the family of sponsors here at Let's Talk Nutrition. They're part of a great lineup now. It's taken 6 years, but boy, I'll tell you, we got the best of the best. And Clomwell Labs, the maker of Full Fast Appetite Control Spray, they're also part of the family of sponsors on LTN. Kim Bright will be with me next Friday, and she's the founder and CEO of Brightcore Nutrition, the makers of Sweet Wheat, and we're going to learn a lot about wheatgrass juice and their formulation, their supplements, and their green products here. And they've been doing this a good while and know a lot about it. And they're right here in Florida, another great company here in Florida. So it's all good. And probiotics, you know, there was a guy by the name of Louis Pasteur. You all know who that is, pasteurization, Pasteur, right? Well, he was responsible. He created the germ theory of disease, the germ hypothesis. And that was in the late 1800s. Okay? Did a good thing. Well, when he did that, he made people, you know, germ phobic. And then we developed the antibiotics, and now we have, in my opinion, sometimes this overuse of antibiotics, which ends up upsetting the microflora balance. You have a living ecology in your gut, whether you know it or not. And now we have, you know, more disinfectant, sanitary kinds of products in our culture than we know what to do with. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we are germ phobic. And, you know, we're always worried about bacteria. So it's an interesting experience when I'm working with somebody and would say to them, you know, you might want to go down to a health store and pick up some bacteria and ingest it. They look at you like you're crazy. And given the context of where we are these days about bacteria and germs. Turns out that probiotics are these live microorganisms that are beneficial, hopefully, microorganisms in your gut, in the human gut. And they're typically referred to as good bacteria, friendly bacteria, whatever. And we're, as consumers, we're able to get these probiotics in dietary supplements and in foods. Now, these bacteria are introduced into your body when you're moving through the birth canal, when you're born, and through breast milk. So if you're born by cesarean section and you weren't breastfed, now, you know, that has all sorts of implications. And the World Health Organization recognized this particular definition of a probiotic, live microorganisms which, when administered in adequate amounts, confer a health benefit on the host, end quote. So these are microorganisms, they're microscopic, And they live in our body. Now, there are other kinds of microorganisms besides bacteria. There are viruses, there are yeasts, and whatnot. But we are able now to get these probiotics in a dietary supplement form. Of course, over the years, over hundreds of years, maybe in thousands of years in different cultures, fermentation, foods were fermented to preserve them, and these bacteria were involved in that process. Fermentation is also needed to grow these probiotics, these good bacteria. And that's what Albert and Jay were explaining, among other things, in the first hour of this show. And if people were interested in learning more about Chiodophilus, what's the website they could go to?
Kyolic.com would be the best place to go to, KYOLIC.com, and all of our Chiodophilus information could be found there in our Chiodophilus products.
And I discovered that you make a product, it's Chiodophilus plus fiber. Is that true?
We do. We have a variety of different formulas. You know, we've got an enzyme product, a fiber product, a cranberry product, higher strain Chiodophilus 9. We've got a higher potency Chiodophilus 1 per day. But as Jay said, our best-selling product is the straight Chiodophilus. That's the number one seller. But we do have, consumer and retailer demand for, a variety of increased combination products that target digestive or immune benefit. We've been slowly increasing the Chiodophilus portfolio and now have quite a few SKUs.
The Chiodophilus that you're referring to, that Albert's referring to, Jay, there are three specially cultured, non-dairy, heat-stable, stomach acid-resistant strains of beneficial bacteria. What you had mentioned them real quickly earlier. What are those three strains?
Yeah, they're L. gasseri, B. bifidum, and B. longum. And L. gasseri is in the lactobacilli family, and the bifidum and the longum are in the bifido bacterium.
And do they live in different parts of the gut, those three?
They actually colonize different parts of the intestinal tract, exactly.
And do you know?
But there are thousands of different bacteria. These are just three of the most beneficial.
Yeah, generally the Lactobacillus family, or the genus Lactobacillus, they normally inhabit the small intestines, where the bifidobacteria family are commonly found in the colon.
Okay, I'm taking notes, of course, just to help, so I can go back and review. So the Lactobacillus are in the small intestine. The bifido strains are in the large intestine. And these, in the other products that you have, do you stick with these three strains, or do you have other strains as well?
Those three core strains are the three main strains throughout the portfolio. However, we do use other strains.
Okay. And Albert, you had mentioned earlier in the first hour, you had alluded to the health benefits that we as humans can garner from including the consumption of these probiotics, like Chiodophilus, for example. Generally speaking, what are the health benefits that are conferred upon us by taking these bacteria?
Well, generally, probiotics, they have a protective function, a structural function, and a metabolic function. So the protective function is they really crowd out pathogenic bacteria. Both good bacteria and bad bacteria compete for the same, say, intestinal real estate. So if you have a deficient amount of good bacteria, the bad bacteria also will multiply and will, outbalance the good bacteria, and you lead to a lot of digestive upsets. So from a protective function, they have a pathogen displacement and a nutrient competition aspect. Structural function, they line the intestinal cells, epithelial cells, and they have a barrier fortification, and they are involved with induction of IgA and immune system development, and they help make sure that what goes through your intestines into your bloodstream for absorption are the things that you need, and they help to keep out, in that structural function, toxic compounds, heavy metals, pathogens, things you don't want in your bloodstream. From the metabolic standpoint, they produce vitamins, they help synthesize biotin, folate, they're involved in energy production, metabolizing dietary carcinogens. So they do a protective benefit, a structural benefit, and a metabolic function. benefit, which overall, you know, helps in digestion and immune enhancement. So they produce lactic acid, hence the name lactobacillus. It's a lactic acid-producing family of bacteria. And by producing lactic acid, it lowers the pH in the intestines, which makes it harder for pathogenic bacteria to grow.
Okay.
They activate immune cells. They decompose toxins. They help in the, you know, prevention of candida. And they treat a variety of digestive problems, you know, like IBS, diarrhea,
okay,
constipation.
When we come back, you move through that pretty quickly. And my tendency is to go back and take a look at these three functions. That is a very nice way to sort of characterize their general contribution to health, in that they provide a protective function, they have a structural function, and a metabolic function. We come back, Albert and Jay, I'd like to spend a little time going back over those again, because a lot of people listen and they take notes and they're trying to learn. So we'll review that. We'll be right back.
The science behind Greens Plus is the results of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the Synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optimal health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural, stimulant-free internal cleansing products. Learn more at yerbaprima.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars. I've struggled with my weight, and I know the pressure women face to stay thin. I'm under a microscope every time I perform on TV or photograph for a magazine, so I depend on Full Fast.
Full Fast is the number one spray formula in the world with natural hydroxytonin complex that works with your brain to help you feel fuller faster.
With Full Fast, I'm eating right, and I've never felt better.
Buy Full Fast at these fine retailers nationwide or at fullfasttv.com.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, SOLUS.com.
Organic and odorless Kyolic H garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. With over 650 peer-reviewed, published scientific papers on everything from immune function and cholesterol to homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects, Kyolic H garlic extract is the most widely studied garlic supplement available. Kyolic products are available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for your individual health care needs. So eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Kyolic is available at all fine health food stores. For more information, go to www.kyolic.com or call 800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
One of the most important things you can do for your health, and trust me, the research supports this assertion that I'm making. is to include probiotics in your nutritional protocol, either through eating of whole foods that are fermented or through dietary supplements. And there are a number of different foods. Do you eat a lot of fermented foods, Jay or Albert?
Absolutely. From yogurt to, you know, miso to tofu to sauerkraut. You know, what's interesting is all those foods that I just mentioned, you know, they all have particular benefits to your intestinal tract and the intestinal bacteria. And what's interesting, even though the chiolic H garlic extract, it's not a fermentation process, it's an aging process, there's a protein fraction that's formed in aged garlic extract that actually enhances your intestinal bacteria. So just kind of a little interesting tidbit.
Hmm.
I'm actually a little surprised that Jay didn't mention anything about alcoholic beverages in foods that he consumes. But
for example,
but from the earliest uses of fermentation, we talked about foods and, you know, converting milk into yogurt, but fermentation was used to create a variety of alcoholic beverages from, you know, wine and beer, and fermentation is a very important process in, you know, creating the health benefits of, you know, wine, for example.
Yeah, he knows that.
He just left that out completely.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Conveniently.
Yeah, you know, bank robbers never really talk about going to the bank, you know what I'm saying?
The smart ones, at least, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was a great way to outline the benefits from taking probiotics, the protective function, structural function, and a metabolic function. Let's go back over those for a second. The protective function, I've often said that these good and bad bacteria are involved and they war over the real estate in the intestinal tract. And that's literally what's going on, isn't it?
Absolutely. They're in a constant state of competition with other bad bacteria. And what they're trying to do is basically displace those pathogenic bacteria, because those pathogenic bacteria do a lot of dangerous things, you know, in secreting, you know, toxic gases and, you know, eating the food as well that good bacteria need. So that protective function of pathogen displacement by basically outcrowding them, taking over as much intestinal real estate as they can so that the bad bacteria can't colonize, they compete with the pathogens or bad bacteria for the same nutrients, and they produce antimicrobial factors such as, you know, lactic acids and a variety of other factors which help in the protective role that they have.
And what's interesting, as we go through these other two functions, this is all part of that evolutionary narrative, us as a species and how we have evolved. It's absolutely remarkable to me. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, to say it's a miracle is trite and cliche, but my God, the human body, living organisms, all of them, whether it's a single-celled animal, as far as I'm concerned, or organism up to a multi-cell system creature like ourselves. It's just amazing to me how that all happens over tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, millions of years, and we have these systems in place. And, of course, modern life sometimes upsets that which took millennia, many, many millennia to form. A modern life, not getting enough sleep, too much stress, too much alcohol, too much refined foods, too much sugar, you know, cookies, crackers, cakes, and chips and whatnot, just upsets the balance. And if you get this bad bacteria, Albert, as you point out, overcrowding and pushing out the good bacteria on the lining of the intestinal tract, that leaves a person relatively vulnerable. Those good bacteria are part of the immune system, are they not?
Absolutely. And now, general scientific opinion is that at least 70% of your immune system is tied to your intestinal tract. So the health of your intestinal tract is very important in the health of your immune system, mm-hmm. and ability for your body to protect from foreign invasion.
And you had mentioned the next function, You described it a little bit ago, the structural function. And you had mentioned the epithelial cells that line the intestinal tract. Explain that again, that structural function of these good probiotics.
Sure. Well, there's a microflora barrier that lines the intestinal cells, the epithelial cells in the intestines. And what they do is they actually provide a barrier fortification from, you know, pathogenic bacteria, from basically colonizing, creating an infection, or from allowing other harmful substances, you know, toxic compounds, so forth, from actually getting through your intestinal tract. And that barrier fortification
into the bloodstream. Is that what you mean?
Bloodstream. Yes. Yep. Exactly. And it basically, the easiest way to think about it, speaking of, you know, going back to talking about the 405 freeway, is basically they're a toll gate. They're a toll gate at the point of that transit, that junction, for basically allowing things you need into your bloodstream and things you know that you don't need or you don't want that are very harmful from getting inside. And when your system is out of whack and you have this imbalance of bad bacteria, that toll gate is open and you just have all kinds of allergens and unhealthy things going through to your bloodstream. So very important to keep, you know, high levels of good bacteria for that structural function purpose.
Well explained. The metabolic function. These probiotics are involved in the synthesis of certain nutrients, aren't they?
Yeah, without probiotics, we couldn't get vitamin K from our food, for example, but they produce B vitamins, again, vitamin K, enzymes like lactase, which help people who are, you know, milk intolerant from digesting milk sugar like lactose. So they produce a variety of these, you know, necessary vitamins and enzymes that help, you know, in immune enhancement as well as in digestion.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Here's a perfect opportunity to talk about, you know, we're talking about digestive health, but I think it's important because we're talking about the numbers and the crowding out and the bad bacteria. When manufacturers put a bunch of bacteria, billions, into a capsule, when you put them into a capsule, it's an art. You have to manufacture them very delicately. When you cram these bacteria into a capsule, whether it's, you know, 10 billion, 25 billion, 50 billion, 85 billion, whatever manufacturers are doing now, you know, you're actually damaging the integrity of the cell lining of those bacteria. They can't be, you know, crowded into a capsule or a tablet. So there are companies out there that are really doing these bacteria a disservice.
It's an interesting idea. How many do you all put into a capsule?
Well, if you look at all the research, you mentioned Louis Pasteur earlier, if you look at all the Metchnikoff research and stuff, you really only need anywhere from 1 billion to 1.5 billion. That's what you need. And if they colonize an implant, then, you know, that 1 billion turns into 2 billion, turns into 4 billion, turns into 8 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it once they start colonizing and multiplying, you know, that's the key.
Okay, when we come back, I mean, these are living organisms. That tells me they have to eat. Question is, you know, what do they eat? What do they need? And as we're talking here, I'm thinking of children and how susceptible they can be, and the elderly and how susceptible they can be to these infectious diseases. And I want to ask you about the application of Chiodophilus for children and for the elderly and everybody in between, and the difference between pre and probiotics. Be right back.
Are you eating your 3 to 5 recommended servings of vegetables each day? Would you like to take control of your health in a simple, convenient way and get all your core nutrients? Of course you would. The answer is Sweet Wheat. Replace your vitamin and mineral supplements and start fresh with Sweet Wheat. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, non-GMO, and certified organic. It provides highly absorbable minerals, antioxidants, chlorophyll, vitamins, and enzymes. Sweet Wheat makes nutritional and economic sense, and it's convenient. One serving of Sweet Wheat costs less than 90 cents a day and equals the nutrients found in 5 servings of vegetables. Use Sweet Wheat every day and feel the difference in energy and your improved level of health. Start today. Call now, 888-227-9338. That's 888-227-9338. Or go to brightcorenutrition.com. Use code SWEET for a great deal. Also available in stores.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural proven way to have your most youthful, radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. That's R-E-S-E-R-V-E-A-G-E.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol. Nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima. Pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas. Superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition. On the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Gargo.
Live microorganisms, when administered in adequate amounts, confer a health benefit on the host. What am I describing? Not your relatives or mine. Some would say they're more parasitic than not. We're talking about these good bacteria, and they are so important to our health. It's amazing how little most people know about this concept and the contribution of these microorganisms to our health. They confer benefit for, you know, development of the immune system and its function. They protect against microorganisms that will be responsible for disease. They aid digestion and absorption of foods and nutrients. We have, as Albert, my guest, and Jay both pointed out today, there's this symbiotic relationship between the individual and these microorganisms in a person's body. And we're constantly trying to balance. There's a constant balancing act that goes on much of the time out of your awareness until you start to get become symptomatic when there is an imbalance, when you have too many bad bacteria. And the unfriendly microorganisms, such as disease-causing bacteria, yeasts, fungi, and parasites, will indeed cause an imbalance, as will taking too many antibiotics, as will not eating a proper diet and getting and not receiving proper nutrition, being under stress, consuming too much alcohol or toxic-based kinds of foods, so on and so on, can throw this balance out, throw it out, things out of balance, this living ecology in our bodies. Albert and Jay, welcome back to this second half of the second hour. Let's Talk Nutrition. There's so much to say about probiotics. You know, people can eat they have the fermented foods, of course, yogurt, there's a fermented milk, miso, tempeh. There's even juice beverages now that they have with probiotics in them. They're making functional, I guess they're making foods functional, aren't they, in many cases. But I went to your website and I see that you make, as you said, these different SKUs. You have Chiodophilus with fiber, Chiodophilus plus cranberry extract. Then there's the original formulation, just the Chiodophilus, and there's Chiodophilus 9 with 9, formulated with 3 lactobacillus strains and 6 bifidobacteria strains. Then you have Chiodophilus plus enzymes. So you have these interesting combinations that people can take. Which one do you take, Albert?
I actually take the Chiodophilus one per day. It's just convenient for me. It's 3 billion live cells per capsule, and I just have to take it one per day. And I always take it after a meal. I mean, we tell people to take probiotics with a meal because you dilute your stomach acid, and you've got, much better passage of probiotics through your stomach. But that's true for any probiotic. You should always take it with a food. Ours are naturally resistant to lower stomach acid pH, but just wanted to point that out, that if you can take it with a food, you get a double benefit, the benefit of helping to break down the food, digestion, assimilating nutrients, as well as, the benefit of safer transit through the stomach.
Uh-huh. And, Jay, I alluded to the fact that these are living organisms, and living organisms they need sustenance. They need to eat. They need food. What is it that the probiotics eat?
Typically, probiotics eat milk sugars is really their predominant food. But, there are things out there now called prebiotics, which in a lot of cases are milk sugars, but there's inulin fiber, there's FOS, there are other things that, can be used to feed the friendly bacteria.
Do you have any prebiotics in any of your products?
Absolutely. Chiodophilus fiber is Chiodophilus and inulin fiber. But once again, all these things you should get from your normal diet.
I see. You saw a fiber product too?
It's in conjunction with Chiodophilus.
Okay. I just wondered if you had a standalone fiber product. Maybe that's down the pike. I don't know.
We have fiber in the Chiored also.
I know you do.
Fiber is absolutely important, and most people do not get enough of it.
Mm-hmm. Albert, with respect to children and these different products that I mentioned, these different four or five different SKUs that you have in this category that constitutes your portfolio of supplements, would they be applicable for children?
Absolutely. I mean, let's face it, kids get sick all the time. You mentioned earlier in the show about, children being born naturally versus a C-section and being, breastfed versus not being breastfed. Certainly you have a genetic component of children being born with an underdeveloped digestive system, whatever the reason, and then you have more of a cultural, part where, they're not breastfed or they're not eating a lot of fermented foods, they're not eating yogurt, they're not supplementing, and that combined with probably overusage of antibiotics is creating, a worse situation for the child because they're more susceptible to infection. They have the side effect of antibiotics, which is the antibiotic-induced or associated diarrhea. And as well, the beneficial bacteria contribute to healthy skin. So you see kids now with a higher incidence of eczema or atopic dermatitis, more allergies. A lot of those are really tied into having a healthy or unhealthy balance of beneficial bacteria in the intestines. So for children, it couldn't be more important, especially, with how easy it is for them, to pick up, bacterial infections at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, there's some links now to autism and gut imbalance. And what I'm thinking now is those kids that are getting kicked out of that restaurant in Pennsylvania, if they just took Chiodophilus, maybe they could sit there and behave and not make such noise and eat their dinner.
As the president,
you're the one that brought up that crazy story.
I know. Well, as the president said, he was telling the congressional leaders, got to eat your peas. It was pretty funny. It's time to eat our peas, man. This is hard to do, so we got to do this. Your point's well taken. Your point's well taken. And I can see here, you took the Chiodophilus and you mixed it with a cranberry extract. Is that particular product designed specifically for women or no?
Women are their predominant, people to get urinary tract infections, but no, there are certainly men that could take the product, absolutely.
Okay. And, of course, the one with the fiber, the Chiodophilus with fiber is cool. That's a nice combination. I saw you got one here, Chiodophilus with enzymes. That's a nice combination. Could you explain the rationale behind that, Albert?
Sure. Well, we've combined Chiodophilus with four important digestive enzymes that help in, you know, breaking down protein, fat, carbohydrates, and lactose. And since probiotics have a benefit of helping to, you know, break down food, it's very synergistic to combine them with digestive enzymes for, you know, a powerful digestive support formula.
Uh-huh. And you can learn more about all of these different probiotic-based products from Wakanaga of America. Just go to kyolic.com, and you'll find them very easily. I want to thank both you guys for coming on today. Did a great job. Great show. I learned a lot. In fact, my health question will be one of the pieces of information that you shared with the audience. I'll turn that into a health question, and they can get a chance to win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. Albert, Jay, and I will be looking for itineraries to go to Japan, and I'll catch you the next time. Take care. Thank you both. I'll be right back.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling, great-tasting, rainbow-like gummies. Sugar-free Fiber Garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber plus fruits and veggies, rounding out even finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness. Gluten-free rainbow-like gummies come in single-serve packets, ideal for lunchboxes. Nutrition that makes the grade from Rainbow Light.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. They are made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Vitamin Code Multivitamins are uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, binder and filler free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. Containing live enzymes and probiotics and 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code helps you get the most from your multivitamin. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
Women, are you looking for a natural way to maintain feminine health? Jarrow Formulas Femdophilus is a clinically documented oral probiotic dietary supplement that promotes urogenital health in women. Many of us are aware that oral probiotic dietary supplements support digestive health. But did you know that probiotic bacteria also have a significantly positive effect on a woman's urogenital health? Jarrow Formulas Femdophilus can help women maintain a healthy balance of microflora and assist the probiotic bacteria in their ongoing fight for your health. With 2 patented strains of probiotic bacteria, Femdophilus is a unique oral probiotic dietary supplement for women. Ask for Jarrow Formulas Femdophilus at your local health food store, or for more information, go to www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in oral probiotic dietary supplements. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Brightcore Nutrition, makers of Sweet Wheat, Full Fast, Appetite Control Spray, Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition, Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace, Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health, Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to this final probiotic segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Great show. Albert and Jay, Albert DeBoer and Jay Levy. Those guys really know the industry and they know their business, believe you me. You hear how articulate Albert was. It's amazing to me how, they're in the sales division of the company. But you see how smart and how informed they are. It's just I love that. Just got to really respect them. I mean, they know what they're talking about. And I really appreciate them being on the show. And I appreciate Wakanaga being a sponsor of this show. I feel very proud to have them as a sponsor. That's quite a prestigious company. And I feel very delighted to have them as a sponsor. Here's a health question. Came out of the conversation I had with Albert and Jay today. What percent of all probiotics sold in the world are sold in Japan? What percent of all probiotics sold in the world are sold in Japan? Is it 30%, 40%, or 50%? What percent of probiotics sold in the world are sold in Japan? 30%, 40%, or 50%? You get the answer right, you'll win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center, 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. Now, I dare say there are probably a lot of people listening to the show that take probiotics. Maybe there's some of you who don't. Maybe you know people who don't. If you know someone who has a lot of gastrointestinal issues, gas and bloating, constipation, one form of itis or another that they're afflicted with, and they're not taking probiotics, they would do themselves, given the science behind it all, they would do themselves a great service, and so would you if you're fit into that category, to start taking probiotics and to try the Chiodophilus. That is Wakanaga of America has been doing this almost 100 years, and they know what they're doing. It's a great company. I can't speak highly enough about that company. I have very intimate knowledge about that company, and I can tell you they are among the best. And they're very respected in the industry. And I have the utmost confidence in what they make. And their Chiodophilus is among the better products in this category. Let's go to all phone lines were lit up. Man. Chris in Tampa. Chris, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on the air today.
No, thank you, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Staying dry?
Yeah.
It's raining all over the place. Well, it's Florida. Do you take probiotics?
Yeah.
You do? How did you get smart about probiotics?
Listening to informative health talk shows like yours
See,
and other ones.
Good answer. there are a lot of good health talk shows out there. I listen to them myself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what percent of probiotics sold around the world, what percent are actually sold in Japan? 30%, 40%, or 50%?
I think the gentleman said, because I listened attentively, I hope, 40%.
You are attentively right.
Yes.
Yes. You want a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. Which VDC store do you shop?
I usually go to the one on Church Street.
Oh, on Church and Henderson.
Yeah, because that's where I'm always in that vicinity, it seems like.
Yeah, it's right up to, not too far here from the studio. I usually drop in there and stop in there and see the guys, Tony, Mark, and all those guys in there.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I took a probiotic capsule form, didn't need refrigerated, not Wakanaga, but it caused me to... Is there such a thing as an Ertzheimer effect or something? Because all the bad bacteria and good bacteria were in there duking it out, and I mean, I got so sick; it was coming up both ends.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did that happen once or twice?
Yeah, no, just once.
And that was enough. It deterred.
I guess the bad guys lost and the good guys won, but it was just like. I didn't feel sick. It was just the weirdest thing that ever happened. But
that's interesting. And you've taken other probiotic products, and you didn't have that effect.
Well, no, this is the one that I did take. And a matter of fact, it's made in Japan, so.
Have you ever tried the Chiodophilus?
No, I'm going to, though.
Yeah, was the one...
I mean, it only happened that one time, and then after that, I was fine. I still take the same...
it only happened once?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it may have been that there was... That could have been a side effect of what was going on in that, that there may have been a major war that day.
Yeah. Hope the good guys won.
Yeah. And how long have you been taking this kind of product, the probiotic?
Oh, about 2 years now.
Oh, that's good. Do you think it has made a difference in your health or not?
Yeah, I have to say so. I think so.
Uh-huh. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to say until you stop taking it and then you'll...
No, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, don't stop. It's a good thing to do for your digestive health.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on winning a $25 gift card.
Thank you
for listening to the show. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, bye.
You take care. That could happen. Yeah, you get that kind of effect, and that means that it was a necessary battle to be waged. Nevertheless, I am a big fan of taking probiotics. I think that is one of those things. It's like fiber. You know, you want some sort of improvement in your health without too much effort. The three things that I always tell people, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and fiber. Those three things, you cannot go wrong, cannot go wrong. The fiber and the probiotics, for sure, and the digestive enzymes, if you're having a problem digesting food, you know, you get a lot of gas and bloating, that would be very helpful. That trio of compounds together, man, gotta have instant health improvement with that. Thanks for listening to the show today, taking time out to stop by and listen in. I hope that you learn things that are important to you, that it make a difference in your everyday life. Tried to talk about the theory and practice of health and nutrition specifically. As you know, my bias is that I think nutrition is the first principle of health. All roads eventually lead back to good and healthy nutrition, but health is constituted of many factors, nutrition being, of course, at the top of the list, and then there's physical activity, staying active, keep your body moving, a good social life, good social connections, good relationships, good spiritual life. It goes on and on, being optimistic and so on. All these things that I talk about on the show so that we can live healthy and age successfully. In the meantime, take care and take the Chiodophilus by Wakanog of America, because your health is your wealth and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Everyday stress factors like thunderstorms, an unhealthy diet, and exposure to toxins in the yard and home can have a big impact on the health of our dogs. Even aging, breed characteristics, and changes in routine can affect the way they look and feel. New natural pet supplements from Renew Life are veterinarian formulated and approved to help all dogs of all ages get the nutrients they need to stay fit. Powerful whole herbs, fiber, omega-3 oils address key health concerns like dry skin, hip and joint pain, and poor bowel function, even low energy and anxiety. Plus, all of our pet supplements have passed an actual taste test to make sure your dog will love every bite. Look for Renew Life natural pet supplements today at health food stores everywhere.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop at your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service, and you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com. For life, for less.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.